Welcome to Blondie and the Brit, Writing, Publishing, and Beyond. You can find our show notes and more information about our podcast at blondieandbrit.com. That's BLONDIEANDBRIT.com. Welcome to Blondie and the Brit podcast. I am Blondie, KJ Waters.
And I'm Suzanne Cowman. I'm the Brit.
And together we're Blondie and the Brit.
Yay!
Woohoo! I am the author of Stealing Time.
And I'm the author of The Rejected Writers Book Club. Welcome to Blondie and the Brit podcast. And I'm excited because I get to interview today my social marketing partner in crime, KJ Waters, and her business partner, Jodie Smythe, because together they are Blondie's Custom Book Cover. Is that the official title?
That is the official title, yep.
Great. So why don't we start by just explaining to us what your company does and who you are, and then I'll just ask questions as we go along.
All right. Sounds great. We are a custom book cover service. We focus on indie authors. That means people are publishing independently. We will do anyone's covers, but I'm an indie author myself, and I came up with this concept thinking I had several authors come to me and say, do you have a cheap alternative? In fact, Suzanne, you were one of those people.
Yay!
You know somebody who does covers for low price and does really high quality. And that's what we do. We try to help our indie authors. We know that there's a lot of expenses out there. And I tell you what, I've seen some of the saddest covers. So I wanted to help some of my fellow authors out and help them get something that was professional that will help sell their book. And so that's what we've done. I've asked Jodie Smyers, who is a professional photographer. What is all the letters after your name, what is that?
Certified professional photographer.
Yes. So he does this for a living. He does weddings, portraits, all that. He has all the fancy camera, fancy lights. So when we do a shoot, this is the top quality photography equipment and expertise. And then his Photoshop abilities are spectacular. So it's the full package of really high quality photography, editing, and that kind of thing to create book covers for authors and indie, or you know, if publishers want to come to us as well, we'd be happy to talk to you.
Yeah, and I just want to say at this point, obviously I've used your book cover. My book cover right now is one of your covers. And it's not just finding a good cover or even finding a good company. It's actually finding somebody that can bring all that together. Right? So how important is a book cover? And I know indie authors, they don't have a large budget.
Yeah.
How much do you think, how important is the cover that is for somebody to sell a book? Do you think that's very important?
I think that if you've got a bad cover in a fabulous book, you're throwing your money away trying to publish it. Seriously, if the very first thing that people see is your cover and you're competing against J.K. Rowling and the people that have huge budgets, you can't have a lame cover, boring cover, or even worse, a really bad cover and try to sell your book. The first impression they're going to get is, you know, that is not something I want to read. You could have the best book ever.
Right.
But if you can't present it in a way
that you do judge a book by its cover.
Well, you do. And as you've got a thousand or, you know, thousands of choices of books to purchase. Would you spend your money on one that at the cover you can't stand? I mean, I don't think I would. I wouldn't even bother looking at the picture, much less buy the book. So I think
it's really important to have a professional looking cover.
Yeah, it really is. I think it's almost as important as having a good book. I know people have really good covers, but their books maybe aren't so good, but they sell a lot of them. I mean, people like the cover of the book.
Right.
What you want to have is both.
But when I see a bad cover, it makes me feel like it's not going to be a good book, even though that's not always the case.
Right. It's certainly.
You just automatically think if someone hasn't put the time in, right. And I'm talking about really bad covers, that you kind of go, well, maybe the story's not good, or they're not going to spend any money on an editor either.
Exactly.
You automatically think that way, don't you?
Well, yeah, you have to. I mean, it's a quality thing. If the cover is not a good quality, I mean, you're going to spend a half second and skim right past it. You're not even going to delve into it. What you want them to do is look at your cover and be pulled into it. Whoa, what's that?
Right.
You know, and that's why you want to have the cover reflect what your story is, too. I also know a few authors that have covers that I don't think match their story. And so you're pulling a different audience. Maybe that cover appeals to women writers and it's not that kind of a story at all. So you need to make sure that your story reflects, you know, your target audience. You want to look at...
Which is why I was going to say, come to somebody like you guys, even to consult with you is good, because they're not just coming up with an idea, this is the cover I want. You guys can help direct them with the choices that they're making and really help get what's in their mind, you know, their thoughts onto something that they really want. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I just want to say, I'm not just an indie author. author. I've over 15 years, and I was a director of marketing for a healthcare company. I've done a lot of tons of marketing materials, branding and that kind of thing, trade shows. I also have a master's in business and have taken, you know, a lot of small business courses and visual imagery courses. I had an art minor. So I'm not just some Joe Schmo author out there. I also have a lot of marketing expertise behind the business. So we're providing not just your cover. You can hire an illustrator to make your cover, and you know, but is it actually capturing the full brand that you're looking for, the full cover that represents?
It's important. It's really important.
It is. And I mean, you're using this cover as your marketing materials too. So if you're trying to debate about the expense of a professional cover, I think that, you know, by putting a little bit more into the cover, and we could do covers. Our covers start at $150. So it's not like we're talking about a ton of money. That's not your custom models, but that is, you know, you give us a photograph.
Well, I say that because I'm sure people are wondering what sort of prices we're talking about. And if it starts at $150, that is incredibly good value for what they're going to get with you guys. Because not only do you help them with the books, from my experience, you really do support them in the marketing process and aftercare. I mean, you do put your books up in places, and you don't just abandon your authors. You really do stay in touch and keep, you know, connected with them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when we did the calendar, all the authors that we'd done covers for at that point, we put them in the calendar as an ad for their books. So
yeah, that was amazing. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. That was fun. That was just a good way to showcase our expertise. We're not only doing these physique show guys, but we're doing book covers as well. So I retweet all your stuff. I, you know, Facebook it. I do support the authors that we've done, and I believe in their products. And you know, it's easy for me to do that because I'm already out there in the indie author world. So I do support. You're not only just buying the book cover, but you're buying fans and, you know, marketing resources as well. So
what I wanted to ask you, I say I'm an indie author and I've got one of those sad book covers, and I'm like, you know, how do I get what's in my mind onto not only, you know, eventually to that book cover? So talk me through the process when you work with a new client. What do you do, and how do the two of you work with each other, I guess is my question.
There's so many varieties of types of covers that we can do for them. You know, sometimes they'll have a picture they want to use of their own. Sometimes it's a picture that they're buying of ours. The other way is, you know, we're creating an image based on something that they've seen, and we have to do some work to it. Or if it's a custom photo shoot, then we're starting with, you know, what is it that you want, and how do we get the models or the scenery or whatever. So it starts with that. And then the process is depending completely upon which type of picture they're getting. If it's a photo shoot, that's a whole nother thing. If it's just the cover, we will start with their ideas. Sometimes, like customers like you, Suzanne, will give us a mock-up of what they want, and that makes it a lot easier. But if they're not quite sure, we may go back and forth with some ideas and then, you know, give them a visual of what it is they've asked for with our input in there. So each customer pretty much has so far been completely different. So it really depends on the variety of things that they have chosen from us. Some of our earlier covers we did with Roger Grubbs, and he pretty much described the model that he wanted,
a female who was beautiful with long leg, you know, whatever it was that he needed. And we did it that way. So I found the models, and then I found locations that he wanted that were similar to what he was looking for. So we went out and did location shots and sent the pictures to him so he could see what the models looked like and then what the location looked like. And then we did the same thing with wardrobe, right? We looked through what is it he wanted, and I found those things, and then we would send him pictures and he could choose which of the various similar things that we had that dressed the models. And you know, we had all the accessories, and then I turned it over to Jody and his photography skills. That's kind of where I'm the art director. You know, I set up everything for him, and then I pass it along to him, and he does his magic with the camera. So that part I don't know about. I know what I want, what the customer wants, and I know what I have in my mind, and then he translates that into an actual picture.
You work as the producer. You're the producer. You pull all the elements together for the shoots.
Yes.
And one thing I want to just stress at this time, which normally when you go to a book cover company, they don't actually do all this. I mean, they will normally work right from software on a computer and come up with something for you. What you guys do is very custom. And so for the price, I mean, my price is excellent, but I know for the price that you charge, even now, it's a whole custom deal. You're actually really working to produce exactly what they want, not just coming up for something that might already be out there and pulling the elements together on the computer, right?
Yeah, well, we can do both. We've done some where, like I said, they provide us a stock image and we turn it into, you know, Jody knows how to take a stock image and then edit the photo so that it really pops, and then add layers and backgrounds into that photo to give it a lot more depth and a little more of a mood to it. Or we can go so far as with, like with your shot, is to, you know, find the models, costume the models, and create the atmosphere in the photograph, the emotions through the picture. Yeah, we do a variety of things. And of course, the pricing changes on that. It's a lot more work to find the models and to shoot them and edit the picture. And then from, like with your cover, when you take the picture and then you have to create the cover with the picture as the focal point. Ours is a lot more, can be a lot more intricate. It can be simple too. It depends on what the customer needs. So
actually, I want to ask Jody, so what are the challenges for him as he's pulling together book covers? What is his, I know his expertise is definitely photography, but obviously photographing a wedding compared to a book cover, I'm sure has different challenges. So what sort of things do you have to tackle, Jody, as you're working with self, you know, published authors?
Okay, as a wedding photographer, I'm there to photograph the event and use the available lighting as it's presented to me.
Whereas with the book cover, Karen, our art director and marketing lady, comes up with the idea, tells me what we need to do, and I'm able to translate that into what can be done.
Right.
And where we need to go and what kind of equipment and lighting we need to take. And then part of my job is to reproduce the lighting that's needed for that particular cover and the mood of it and what's going to match up with, you know, backgrounds and the general theme of the book itself.
Right. Like, for example, one of the covers with Roger was, it was supposed to be New York City, and he put a light out a little at an angle and higher, so it looked like a streetlight shadow off the back of the model. So things that I would never even think about. And it changed the whole mood of the picture. It wasn't just some lady standing there in the dark. It looked like street lighting, which, you know, we didn't really have. So
I think I might have even seen that cover. Is that the one with a tape on it and there's a girl on there? And is that the one I'm thinking of?
Yeah, she's holding a bag.
Yeah. That was a great cover. I love that.
That was so much fun to shoot too. We had a beautiful night. It was one of the rare.
It was February, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was February. It was warm, and it was one of the rare, like, it wasn't windy. It's just when you're dealing with a model with long hair and the wind is going, let me tell you what.
Yeah.
There's a lot to do with the hair nato.
Right. So once you've actually, I mean, you take a lot of photographs. I know you did for my shoot. Once you've actually got those photographs, what's the process? I mean, where do you go from that? How does that become a book cover?
You know, we have the array of pictures that we've taken. We show them to our author, and they just pick the one that they want. Then we begin the editing process. You want to talk about how you edit the picture?
Yeah, that would be great to know.
Well, we just, Karen and I just get together and take that one photograph that the author's chosen, with that goal in mind of his specific cover. And I just set about trying to create the mood that we believe the author wants. And Karen sits there and tells me to make this part darker or this part bluer or whatever, because she has the...
I got the big picture with the author.
Right. You got the producer head on.
Yeah. And then he's got the technical. I don't know how to work Photoshop. I don't know how to, take the pictures and stuff. So he goes through and does, the pictures are taken in a raw format. So when we first get the pictures out, he's got to, you know, what is it you
convert.
Do? He converts them. But then you also do some, he just does some touch up to the actual photo to make, you know, if there's certain elements, if it's a black and white, you change the density, you do all these different things. As a photographer and you know what you're doing, you make the picture look as good as it can before you start doing any of the author's edits. So once we get to that point, then we get the picture the way we want it. And then if the picture's being used in the book cover, like with yours, Suzanne, we had the photograph in the middle, and then we had background. You had certain colors that you wanted. And so we had a little bit of texture that we used several pictures. We kind of mushed together and then turned it into the coloring and the texture brand that you wanted. So there's, you know, it depends on what the author wants for the cover. And sometimes the author has no clue. They have in their mind what their book's about, and they kind of have a vague image. But I think with you were so clear with what you wanted. It made it our job easier. I mean, it's a lot of steps to get your cover, but it was, you know, you actually cut and pasted this. I don't know what it was. We should probably try to find that if you still have it. It was in, I don't know, whatever program you used, or maybe just used pieces of pictures that you cut out, but you showed us exactly what you wanted. And then we took that picture you sent us and turned it into the cover. So for us, it you know, was a lot less going back and forth of what about this? What about that? When the author doesn't know what they want,
it's more challenging.
It can take a lot of time to find it out. If we got to you know, show them 10, 15 different things of changes that we've made so they get it. It takes a lot of time for that. If we know exactly what they want, then it's just tweaking the image that you have as opposed to a whole, like, you know, fact-finding mission of what is it they want.
And also, is there a difference between, like, having a Kindle book and having an actual paperback? You know, what are the differences for you guys putting those together?
For a full cover, we're able to take and tell the story twice in two different ways, or make a synopsis of the story in images that go along with the author's synopsis in text that tells what the book is about. And then we take textured layers and work with all of that in Photoshop and the different aspects and different photographs from the photography session that we have with the models or whatever we needed for the book cover, and put it all together into Photoshop so that it is a smooth and seamless combination of the aspects of the story or aspects of the author's vision for the book.
Well, when Jody shoots for a book cover, usually in a portrait and other shoots, you shoot landscape. He's got a change the setup of the picture, so it's change the orientation so that it's portrait, and that changes how you set up the picture. There's the law of thirds and other things that you would use to arrange the composition of the picture. So when he's taking pictures for book covers, it really is a whole different way of looking at it. You've got to figure out in the photograph, you can crop in, but you don't want to crop too much because you're losing some of the
you're going to have to put text over the main subject if you're
yeah, right. So you want to make sure, and you don't want to have to, you know, shoot really wide and then crop it. So yeah, so when we actually take the pictures, he not only thinks of the lighting and the composition and everything else, but, you know, you've got to change the picture. And then, you know, maybe you move the subject off to the side a little bit so that you can have the title, the author's name. Sometimes there's a subtitle. You've got to shoot the picture differently than a portrait because, you know, in a portrait, you're not putting any letters or any other information on there. If you're doing a paperback or a full cover, even a hardback, you've got to figure out what the author wants. Like, maybe the picture is a lot wider, so you have it wraps around the whole cover. Maybe you just, you know, invert the image and do it on the back. So if we know when we're shooting we're doing a full cover, we may take several pictures, some that just would be an ebook front cover or some that might be the full cover for it. So the actual photo taking is part of that. So,
and then we were able to bring you up on FaceTime during the shoot with how many models? Five models?
Oh, yeah, we had.
Yeah. It was amazing. In fact, we should talk a little bit about my shoot because
yes.
was that the most complicated shoot you guys have done?
Oh, yeah.
By a mile, yes.
Well, worth it. Don't you love having me as a book?
Oh, no, it was so much fun. It was so much fun. And let's just talk about your cover. The other thing that we need to put up for people is Suzanne dressed herself up as each of the characters and took like five pictures of, you know, all these different like mood shots of the model in the right clothing. And so like I had a good sense of who these people were before, and I read a few chapters too that you sent me. But it was like, okay, you want, you know, Flora looks like this, and you know, each of the different characters had their own expressions and different things that they would wear and mannerisms and that kind of thing. So I think by you sending us pictures of you dressed as them, and I can't wait for people to see these.
I know. I had so much fun doing that.
That was so funny.
My background is in acting, so I just pulled out my back box of all the costumes that I have because I wanted to keep. I knew this was more of a stretch for you guys as far as pulling so many models together.
Yeah.
But I wanted to give you, like, do that work for you if I could, you know, just give you some help with that. With help with that. So I'm glad that we actually had quite a laugh doing that.
Gosh, it was hilarious. So yeah, I had you, you know, you met each of the models on FaceTime and like said, oh yeah, that person's perfect. And then we went through wardrobe. Each person, you know, had several different outfits that you picked from.
Yeah, that was a huge process. Yeah. I forgot we did all that.
Yeah, we did all that. And then the day of the shoot, one of our models got the stomach flu, so we had to pop somebody different in there, and it worked out fine.
The model that came in was great.
She was amazing. Yes, yeah, she did a great job. But and then also the day of the shoot, we had this huge dirt storm.
Yeah, I remember the dirt storm.
It was incredible. So we're, you know, unloading, you know, boxes of costumes and all this photography equipment. But anyway, it was interesting. But so we ended up setting up in, we found the location that you wanted. It was a friend of mine's house, beautifully decorated. Yeah, and so we set everything up. What I did while we were talking to you on FaceTime is that I got each model separately, and we did a individual photo shoot with them with two different outfits. Sometimes it was new shirt or new scarf, character shots for them. So we used some of those on the back cover, and then we went into
it's
the
actual... great, actually. I really love the back cover with those two models on there.
Yeah, and that just adds a lot of a character. You know, when you look at that, by looking at their pictures and how they're all done up and everything, you get a good sense of who the characters are in the book. I think that really adds to the cover, because it's not only you adding, like, the front cover picture is a lot of fun. That was a lot of energy, and you get, you know, each person was in character when we took the picture. So they had a little bit of their character they got to read about, so they understood who they were playing.
Right.
And so the cover shot was a lot of fun too.
And I should just say that my book's called
That's
The Rejected Writers Book Club. If you guys want to go look and see what we're talking about, I'm sure we'll put up a link. But you can see, when you go look at it at the book cover, you'll be able to see some of the elements that we're talking about here. And in fact, that actually leads me on to the next thing, which was actually your cover, which is actually very different. You don't have a model on your cover, but it's incredibly dramatic. Now, did you guys do that cover as well?
Yes, actually, this was before we had Blondie's Custom Book Covers. This was the very first thing we ever did together. Jody and I had been friends before this, and I asked him if he would help me with my book cover. I knew in my mind what I wanted, but I didn't have the tools or whatever to do it. Jody takes lightning photographs, does a lot of weather photography.
Oh, that's a real photograph of lightning?
It is.
Somebody pulled up a Photoshop. That's amazing.
Yes. And so we used the elements of, you know, the trees blowing. I actually had been to Florida that summer, so I took some pictures of palm trees blowing in the breeze. I think those we actually got from somewhere on the internet. But anyway, we put all these elements together and just messed around with it. We have the clock face and the stormy clouds and all these things. And some of those are pieces of photographs that Jody actually took, and some of them were, you know, pulled in. But it was a lot of fun. It was the first time we worked together, and we realized how much fun we had, too. Not just that we did a good product, but also that it was a lot of fun. So when I had several authors, you included, asking me if I knew of, first of all, that you liked my cover, and then also, you know, is there a cheap but professional book cover service, I started thinking, maybe I should be doing that. And that's when I asked Jody, and he was up for it.
Mm-hmm.
So just to remind everyone that may just be joining us, what was the name of your book cover and your address on the internet?
Okay, my book is called Stealing Time, and my website is kjwaters.com.
That people can actually see pictures of all the covers that you've done on your website there.
Oh, no, that's my book. I thought you were talking about the book. The
The book too, yeah.
Blondie's Custom Book Covers is blondiebooks.com. And yes, we have pictures of not the most recent covers we've done. Some of those are still in process, so we won't put them up on our site until the authors has released their book. So we've got several in process that are not official yet, but the other ones, we've got several up there that you can look through. And we're in the process right now. We've taken a ton of model shots. We have models that we've been taking pictures of. Most of them are physique show models. Some of them are just, you know, good-looking people, but some of them are... our latest model named Casey won first place in the novice division and some other division of her physique show. And then another one, Justin, just won second place in the masters for his.
When you say physique, do you mean like a muscle, muscly? Or what?
Yes, it's a physique show. Is like bodybuilding. It's like a bodybuilder show, except that it's more like. Aesthetic is what the other name they use for it. Less bulk and more like this is what you should look like if you're in good shape, as opposed to giant muscles kind of thing. So,
did you have fun at those shoots?
Oh, yes. We have a lot of fun. I mean, what we try to do for the models is that we take their pictures for them. We give them some of the pictures of them in their perfect shape. We take them just before their shows, and then we provide them professional photography, and then we get some and throw in some book cover shots as well. So last year we did that, and a lot of the pictures that we ended up taking, we turned into a calendar called the Men of Steel.
Wow.
Fitness calendar. So it's the men, you know, those are just three guys in the perfect physical condition just before their shows, and we turn that into a calendar. And so lately we've done some females. We may end up doing a female calendar, probably not this year, but what we've done is that we have all these stock photos that we're turning into like stock book covers. So not only can you give us a picture or take your own picture, or we can take a picture for you, but we'll also have a whole bunch of stock photographs that we'll have that you can purchase from us, and then we'll turn it into a book cover. So that's what we're working on this year, is trying to get all that stuff together.
But but you may even want to look about, like, sometimes even breaking the costume over a few months. I know you did that with me too.
Yeah.
That's great when you can do that, because then you're not, you know, paying out so much at once.
And we're very flexible. We will work with customers to give them what they want. So that's one of the things that we've been working on now, is just figuring out how to price all those various things. So if you're buying stock from us, I can guarantee you it is so much less complicated and more favorable for the author than any of the other sites that are out there. They give you limited number of copies you can print. Sometimes they don't allow you to the ebook. So if you are buying stock photos out there, make sure you read all the fine print. It gets very complicated.
Right. Well, this is really, really interesting and really informative. One more time, what was your website address in case, and how is the best way to contact you, guys, if people are interested in actually working with you on their book cover?
Yeah, the website is blondiebooks.com.
Oh, that's an easy one. So blondiebooks.com, able to get hold of you or at least send you a message. And I think, once again, if you've been listening to this and you are an indie author, please take some time to think through your book cover. Very, very important, as we've been talking about. There is a lot of indie books out there now. You're competing in a busy market. So make sure you take some time, and why not give Jody and KJ a call and see if they can't do something wonderful for you with their book covers, because they do a great service to indie authors. Thank you both for being on this today.
Thank you.
I think it's been a wonderful, you know, we've learned a lot of things today, which is wonderful. So thank you both for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a lot of fun.
Please join us next week where we welcome Vaughn Murphy. She is a science fiction fantasy writer, and she talks about her books in the Weaver series, a very interesting science fiction concept, and she tells us kind of her unique strategies for creating writing time. You can find our show notes and more information about our podcast at blondieandbrit.com. That's BLONDIEANDBRIT.com.